We were talking wishy-wash.
We were talking weird talk shop.
We're talking.
You were entirely.
I didn't think I brought this up. I was beckoned into it.
No, you brought it up.
Well, however it came up, I don't remember. I really don't remember. We were talking wishy-wash. And
I do. I was talking about. I was on.
I was breaking it down for Shane. I was because I go. I only go for the massage. That's what I was telling you. I go to a wishy-wash, you know, disreputable place. But you go, you get a massage. They wash out. Like if you go into the wishy-wash, what happens is you walk in. You're greeted by an old lady who's kind of hot in a weird way, and you kind of want to...
What is she called? The
Mama-san.
Mama-san.
You see, like, an old lady, and she's weirdly hot that you're like, you can request the Mama-san, but you got to be a big... You got to be, like, VIP. Okay. I've heard of people taking down the Mama-san. Not my cup of tea, but I can see why people would do that.
Sure.
She, you know, she's the boss,
This
dude.
Is such a fucking Philly thing, by the way.
What, the wishy-washies?
Yeah.
You think so, but it's definitely not.
Well, I've never, ever had this conversation, obviously, with anybody from
Harris. I don't think they call them the wishy-washy. But they're out West Coast. They call them like Thai massage parlors.
I'm saying in Pennsylvania.
Bro, they're around. There's probably one right around your parents' house.
None of us, like, it's not acceptable for me and my friends to go to it.
Yeah, true.
Like, if me and my friends went to it, it'd be like, damn, dude, that's weird you're
doing
that.
Just a massage?
Yeah.
You can opt out of the fucking hand job.
I know, but even...
Slash blowjob or weird sex with a slave or whatever. But
yeah, like, we don't have that many sex slaves.
You got them, bro.
I'm not
Google
disagreeing with
back pages,
you.
Mechanicsburg,
sure
dude. Yeah, I'm telling you.
I'm not disagreeing with you.
But you,
what
you
I'm
guys
saying
aren't
is
all
not
about
acceptable.
It. I think it might, yeah. I mean, you go into like the city and it's prostitution, you know, the vices kind of amplify for sure, definitely. But you walk in there, dude, the Mama-san, you'd sit down, you offer you a little. They only have the little fucking bottles of water. Sip water, dude, chill out, maybe a little fucking soda. And then
you look at any of the other men in the waiting room. Or
it's usually just you, and there might be a guy in the room, and you might cross paths with like another fellow in a towel, just a gentlemanly nod,
the white
like,
fucking...
sir. Yeah, just like sir. And like, so you go back, and they literally just—it's insane. You lay down on a fucking bed, which is disgusting because it's like every other dude's dick.
Please tell me they have like a doctor's office paper on it.
No, but they like hit it with bleach right afterwards, which is even worse.
Jesus.
Oddly, so you lay down on this bed. And they take, like, hot water, like a detached shower head, and, like, wash you down, scrub you head to toe, wash your butt out for you, which, whatever. And then you go in the back, and you know, they do a whole massage, and they, throughout the massage, they'll start, like, slowly, they'll, like, graze your ball real quick, and you're like, ew. And then they start to break the ice like that. That's where I go, like, I've had my massage, thank you. I'm going home.
but that's the thing.
People don't realize when you leave the fucking wishy-wash, dude, you're like, all right, I got in, I'm out, I'm safe. You know, home, I'm fucking safe to go. You're covered in grease, dude. You're like a fucking lizard. You drive home and you're just covered in fucking Crisco. And you
covered in oil.
You got to get home, hit the shower. You can't see anyone, dude.
Damn.
You're shiny and greasy and you just fucking drive home like...
Ew. Also, we were talking about getting a new roof.
And then there's getting a Nuru, dude, which is like, that's how it started. You were like, dude, Nuru's so hot. And I'm like, until you get one, bro. Until you get one.
I'm trying to remember what led into it, because that's definitely what I said in response to.
We were talking Nuru.
I was talking about driving to Indianapolis. And somehow, because I remember at the end of your discussion of the wishy-washy, I was like, so anyway, I was driving.
You were talking about getting, using conditioner, putting conditioner on your dick.
I was talking about
and how it gets you horny, yeah.
Which spread into getting Nuru.
Nuru,
and
exactly,
I was like, Nuru's
true.
Really hot, and you were like, until you're in the Nuru.
Until you get one, dude.
No, I remember it now.
That's
it wasn't
literally.
Conditioner. It was me getting raped on the way to Indianapolis. I was going to get deliveranced, and they were going to use me as a Nuru.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay. It's all coming back, dude.
Yes.
Yeah, we're saying when Shane's driving out there, if his car broke down because you took his mommy's CRV.
I took my mommy's CRV.
Your car would have broke down. You got deliverance. So I said, yeah, they'd have been using you as like a little Nuru boy. Dude,
I'd be laying on dudes oiled up. They'd be like.
That's how we talk Nuru. Yes, dude. We got back down.
But then I was saying how great Nuru is. It seems great.
Dude.
On paper. And what I've seen looks like some of the coolest shit ever. And
Dude, you watch it. It's a hot Asian chick. They're on like a clean air mattress in a hotel, then they go into like the soapy bathtub thing. I was all about it, dude. I was a younger man. I went on fucking.
Tell you what, this reminds me of
what?
Little World War I action, dude.
Dude,
it's like until you're there, you can't really imagine.
It's
everybody thinks this is going to be some grand adventure.
Yep.
Until the rubber hits the road.
Yeah. Until you wait. Until you like enter a fucking hotel off of like the side of Route 73 in Jersey, and you're like, dude, I'm gonna get fucking jumped in here. And you walk in as some lady, like, hello, what's going on? And you're like, ugh. And, like, you just see, like, a shitty half-deflated air mattress on top of a hotel bed. Like, take off your clothes and lay down. You're like, I don't want a Nuru anymore. And then, like, you'd have this fucking, like, intravenous drug user sliding around on you. And you're just trying to avoid her mucous membranes. You're like, don't, no, careful. No.
Her Liz, just a junky lizard sliding up and down all over you, man. Dude.
Yeah, it's like,
just
literally.
Squirming.
And you're just laying there like, God. I got out, dude. I was like, I got to roll.
That's a tough drive home. Covered in fucking Nuru grease.
Dude, I was like, I got to leave. And she's like, can you at least drive me to buy some condoms? I'm out. And I was like, no.
Holy shit.
She's like, come on, I'm out. I need a ride. I was like, yeah, fucking call your fucking Nuru pimp, dude. I'm not doing this.
Oh, my God.
Swear to God.
Was she really ugly?
I'm going to say you would not have been a fan of her, dude. You have not have been a fan of this lady. But I would, dude, it was just fucking, it was gross,
yeah,
dude. It was gross.
Definitely on drugs, definitely cigarettes.
She was like a lady who, like, someone ashed a cigarette into a beer and she drank it by mistake and just cursed herself
became
into her
cigarette.
Existence. Yeah, became like a Nuru.
Cigarette.
Fucking
Nuru fucking cigarette lady.
So yeah, if you think that shit's cool, don't do it, dude.
Trust me, it ain't.
Don't do it on a budget, I should say.
That's probably the...
And don't do it in general. That's a bad fucking... I'll tell you what, man. That's a tough Jones, dude. The pro ladies. Don't go down that road, man.
I've never encountered
don't
a pro lady
it, dude.
In my life.
You don't want to hang with the pro ladies, dude.
Yeah, I never...
It's a bad crowd.
I'm just too Catholic, dude.
I mean,
I'm just so fucking Catholic.
I just support sex workers, dude.
You support sex workers.
They're
just,
cool. If you're just chilling, you start talking to them, they are kind of fucking cool.
I mean, I'll chat with a stripper. Get a little chat going there. I mean, it's fake, but it's, you know, it's still a nice conversation.
Yeah, that's true. I know guys who do that.
Nuru sex workers got to be a weird conversation.
It's the same fucking chick, dude. It's just her and
no
five.
Way.
It's just a stripper in 5 years.
That's
dude.
A stripper with some heroin.
It's a stripper with like a couple wrong pages on the Choose Your Own Adventure, and then you're in
the next
73.
Thing, you
know,
you're
fucking
sliding up and down on some dude that's like, oh, fuck, this is disgusting.
Yeah, dude.
Come on, baby.
What do you want to do next? I'm like, go home and fucking think about shit. That's what I want to do
next. That's where you Joe Rogan'd out with some psychedelics.
Yeah.
You need that hit to you, and then you're like, I need some DMT. Plunger.
Porn stars, dude, too. That's another thing.
That's pretty sick. I'll give him credit on that.
Dude, one of them, I can't remember her name.
Stormy Daniels.
No, there's the one coming to Philly, the strip club.
Oh, shit.
Pretty well known, too.
Oh, you mean meeting porn stars?
Yeah.
Like, just in general, like
yeah.
Dudes meeting porn stars?
It's a weird realm.
That's a very weird realm.
That's a strange realm, dude.
I mean, I'm like a fan of Notre Dame.
Exactly. Yeah.
Imagine being like, yo, I love Alexis, Texas, or whatever.
Dude,
her name
I swear,
is.
No, it's Jamie Morgan. I think is coming. Katie Morgan. Katie Morgan is coming to like Risque.
I think I heard of her. It's
Katie Morgan.
Cool.
Yeah, she's a blonde. They don't fucking. Their shelf lives, bro. They don't last long.
They expire quick.
God damn, they're like bottle rockets.
They are. Baby, you're fine.
Yeah.
The next thing you know, dude, they're out Nuru'n off 73.
Yeah, dude.
Sliding up and down on you.
Yep.
Talk about
you check the back pages, you'll find some amateur porn stars being like, check out my vid. And they work double at both sides of the circuit, bro. I'm letting you know.
I appreciate you.
Don't stay off of back pages, bro.
I don't get on back pages.
I used to get like real drunk and like I would call hookers on back page and they'd answer. I'd be like, well, I can't do this and just hang up. Like, oh God, no.
I got drunk and prank called a bunch of hookers once.
Yeah, that's pretty
fun.
That
was really fun.
That is fun.
That was fun. I'd be like, can you... Oh, my God. My friend kept doing it. Deeded. He would call. Also, uncut. Shout out, Deeded.
Nice.
Yeah. Imagine that. He's got a sick-ass dick. But we would call, and we would just be like, could you also, on the way, stop at McDonald's and maybe pick us up a fart? Would you eat a fart on the way?
Oh,
like, it was just so fucking immature.
And they're probably just
so
like, are you serious?
Funny.
Oh,
like,
my
fuck
God.
You. I'm calling the cops. And I'd be like, call them, you idiot.
Jesus Christ.
But yeah, we'd call him and just be like, make sure you pick me up a like large Coke, some French fries. Also, see if they have farts. He'd be like, what?
I'm sorry, what, honey?
Grab me a fart.
Dude, the
that's
world...
That's classic prank
call. The world of high-end prostitutes is like... That's a whole different thing, dude. That's just like the hottest girl in everyone's class. You know what I'm saying?
We're talking toots now.
We're talking
straight up toots.
Talking about the girl in seventh grade who had tits before everyone else, dude.
Oh,
yeah,
I remember.
Everyone was just like, that's a goddess, dude. You're in seventh grade and someone has tits. People are just like, ah.
Seventh grade, I dated the girl with the biggest tits.
Whew.
I mean, it was Tit City.
Dude, that's insane.
That was that's you one get of my into proudest
like,
accomplishments.
Like, we were in Vegas. Did I ever tell you about this? We were in Vegas, and, like, we wanted to, for one of my friend's bachelor party, and we were, like, actually, I was passed out on the floor. I definitely told you about this. And, like, two of my friends were trying to, like, they're like, we're going to call our other friend, like, a hooker, two hookers to wake him up or whatever. Fucking, like, they were all drunk. And then, like, they called these, like, super high end. Because people hand you out baseball cards in Vegas of hookers, basically. Like, little Mexican dudes. Like, yeah, see, yeah.
A bunch of lads.
Lads hand out baseball cards to hookers. So, like, I'm literally, I hadn't slept. Like, I'd got there late at night. I'd been up drinking and gambling all night. I'm on the floor laying there. And I hear them, like, no, let's call them, blah, 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 blah. So, and then, like, after they make the call, and I'm laying there, and I hear my one friend and my other friend, like, dude, why are you taking your shirt off, dude? Why are you getting in the hot tub right now? Are you trying to get sexy for the hookers, dude? And I'm like, I'm just laying on the floor, like, what the fuck is going on? And then finally they come, and they're like, hey, we're here. It's another, like, $700 each for us to do, like, anything. And they're like, well, we already paid $150, and, like, that's just for us to come. And they're like, can you just, like, nudge him and wake him up? And, like, they're like, whatever. Just nudged my cousin. They just woke him up, and they were gone.
Damn.
They were so hot. That's my whole point of my story. I saw them, and I was like, oh, angels, dude.
They probably are unreal.
So, dude, like
high-end Vegas hookers?
Like, women that are so hot, it looks like they float.